Hello everyone, welcome. It's been a while since I've talked. I really don't know what I want to talk about today, but I just felt that I needed to do a podcast. But what I really want to say is let's take step by step. As thoughts come into me and decide what is it that I'm going to talk about. It's been a very difficult journey for a lot of people. Being closed in, going out and wearing masks and gloves, something that we never thought was possible. But you know, I always believed that everything and anything is possible. It's when you don't think that it's not possible, when things get to us even more. But when you realize that, and you have the attitude that anything and everything is possible, then this situation doesn't shock you the way it does. All we can do is take day by day and do the best that we can. Yes, and it's easy said than done. I'll tell you who I worry about, those that are already people who suffer from depression, from anxiety, and feel that they have to stay home. It becomes a little hectic for them. But I hope that they allow themselves to go out and take a walk at least, so you can release some of that tension that you feel inside of you. And other people like us who have children, who want to put them in a cage and leave them there and then come back to them when everything is finished, it's impossible to do. So we have to deal with them. I call my children my savages. They're in the teen age. I don't know if they're worse than the little ones. But I guess when you have them in the house, something happens to them that they turn into more savages than usual. But I guess it is what it is, and we have to do the best that we can with it, right? Can't throw them out. So then they come back and then they have the corona with them. And you as an adult will suffer the consequences. So we got to keep them inside. Or if they go outside, make sure they use their mask and their gloves. But for those that have lost their loved ones, I feel for you. Can I feel the way you do? No, that would be impossible. All I can do is feel. And it's sad, it really is, that this virus has taken a lot of lives. Some unexpectedly, of course. And those are the ones that stays in shock, the unexpectedly. Not imagining that it can happen to someone close to you. Or feeling that that person was healthy, but yet that person died. The thing is that we notice it more because of the virus. But before the virus came, people were dying every day out of sickness, accidents, heart attacks. But when you get a virus, and it takes people unexpectedly, that's when it becomes very difficult. And again, I give my condolences to all those that are suffering at this particular time because they've lost their loved ones. But you know, to me, death is not the end, but it's the beginning. And what I like to take out of people that I know that have passed away or that I knew, the best of them, what I enjoyed of them, what I liked about them, and try to put it into my practice in everyday life, to wonder everyday life and like honoring them for giving me that part of them. Again, it's easy to say they're done because you're the one that's suffering and going through this, and I get it. Believe me, I do. So all I can say is that you decide what you need to do with yourself in that moment and take what you need to take, but try to take the best of it. Leave the sadness and the negative away. And now for people that have been healthy and be good and things are going well, I'm happy for you health wise and I hope that all of you stay there, that nothing happens. And then I find out that some people lost their jobs because of this virus, and it's scary because you're responsible as an adult, taking care of your bills, and now not having this kind of income coming in, it's kind of scary for a lot of people. But you know something? When something collapses, you get to build something new. And when something new is built, it's built more stronger, more confidence, and now you're aware of what you're building up again, and now you're going to decide how you want to build it up again. What have you learned from this situation that you make sure that if you find yourselves in another predicament, what would be the difference of how you dealt with it in this one, and what would you have learned to build up from the bottom up? And that's what we need to do. Learn from all this, what we'll do different next time. Because honestly, that's all we can do. I believe in hope. I believe in faith. I also believe that everything and anything happens for a purpose. And perhaps a lot of us needs to wake up and realize that you're the one that has to make sure that you have what you need in a crisis, especially money, so you end up with nothing. I can talk about this president. I can say that he knew ahead of time. I can say that, yes, it's easy to blame another country, but there's more to it, like I always say. But to me, it would be kind of a waste. Because it doesn't matter. What matters is that we're in it. And hopefully they can find a cure. And that's what is it about, if that's what they're doing. Or if there's such a thing as a cure. I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying that all these things could have been prepared years and years and years ago. We don't have to wait to something tragic to happen to find the solution. We should have the solution already. We invent so many things, and yet you can't invent something that can help everybody with this virus. It's just sad. But I also want you to realize what you have in your life, the people around you, whether they drive you crazy as my kids does, but we're still blessed. And it doesn't mean that those that have lost their lives, that they are not blessed or their family's not blessed. No, that's not what I mean either. We need to be grateful for what we do have. Even if it's just a little, but to us is a lot. Don't allow this to build up so much anger and frustration and negativity. Don't go there. I think that everybody has tried their best to do what they need to do. And that's all we can do. Try our best. Look for a better way of life. Again, see our mistakes. But also, I hope that everyone is taking time to look at themselves, find out more about yourself, about your children, your spouse, seeing the reality of oneself. Because sometimes what could happen is that we can be full of anger and frustration and not see the things that we need to see. Or make excuses not to see what we need to see. But we look at this situation, and the best thing to do is look at it for what it is, no more, no less. You know, there isn't much that we can do when it comes to the world, but there's a lot that we can do within ourselves. We can become stronger because of it. Not tough, stronger. We can become more compassionate, more understanding, less critical, and have sympathy. When we allow ourselves to have these things, we become better human beings. Again, you might say it's easy said than done, because of how you feel at the moment, what you're going through at the moment. And I agree. But give yourself a chance and opportunity. It's important that out of all this that everyone is going through, that you do come out stronger, with compassion, even love and understanding, being sympathetic, less critical. Because everybody's going to be more concerned of finding a job and I get that. But we don't give up, because there will be something better. And I truly believe in that. Yes, it's easy said. It's easy said than done. But don't forget, you also have to make sure that you find something. Get up in the morning, go out and look. You have a responsibility also. And during that time, everybody has to collect employment. And yes, money is coming in, but it's not as much as you earn when you work. And I get that too. But pay what is really, really important to pay. Like your lights, your gas, and your phone. And don't try to overspend and put yourself in debt neither. Because that's not going to help the situation at all. It's just going to make it worse. So try to think. Buy what you need. Don't buy what you want. Give yourself time to realize the decisions that you're making and how you're making it. Don't look at it as, oh, I can buy this game that costs $65 since I'm going to be home all the time. And that $65 could have gone to phone bill or part of the electric bill. I don't mention rent because some might not be able to pay the rent. But try to put something on the side so it doesn't come to too much when it comes to paying your rent. Supposedly what I heard that people don't have to pay the mortgages yet. But still, when the time comes, that's a lump of money you have to pay. And I believe, but it's what I believe, that the government should pay people's rent and mortgages for the time that they're not working. I find it only fair. We didn't cause this. They did. Out of their foolishness. But what I think or what I say is, it doesn't give too much credibility for the world out there. But this is how I feel. If they brought this sickness here, they should pay for people's rent that are not able to go to work. But again, that's a thought, right? But I want you to be able to also laugh and enjoy. There's nothing wrong with laughter, enjoying making other people laugh, staying connected to other people, being happy if that's how you feel. And don't feel guilty because you feel that way. It's okay. We cannot carry everybody's sadness and misery in our hand. We can only carry ours. But also feel for those that are going through their tragics. But don't deny yourself neither of laughter and happiness. And those that have it harder than others, I can only say there will be a light that will cover the darkness that has come over you. You know, sometimes I hear my students say, why me? And you know, I've been through it, situations in my life like anybody else. Maybe more, maybe less. But I've never asked, why me? I've always said, why not me? There are things that we all need to learn in different circumstances. And how we choose to take that is always up to us. Other times I get up and I'm sad, yes. Other times I get up and I'm kind of depressed, yes. Feel the anxiety, yes. And yet there's times I get up feeling good, great. I laugh. I enjoy. And I'm in peace. I feel the positive more than I feel the negative, but it doesn't mean that I don't feel it, the negative. But I don't allow it to consume me. It doesn't help. But when I look at the positive, it does help. Do I believe that the money that people are getting, $1,200, should be more? Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, that's how I feel. Doesn't mean that you're going to get more. But I just hope that this wakes you up to realize that you're in control of your life. And what I mean by that, you're in control of how you handle a situation, how you're going to express it, how you're going to save money, and how you're going to spend it. And then how you choose to not criticize people. I have people around this area where I live that some people don't wear masks. Do I get annoyed? Yeah, because I feel that if everybody used masks, that there would be less people dying. But then again, that's how they choose to deal with it. Maybe they know something I don't know. And I don't have time to be wasting my energy on someone that chooses not to wear mask or glove. I don't have time. All I have time is for make sure that my family is safe and my friends or my students, people that I care about. Everybody has to make their own choice. But I'm not going to spend my whole day criticizing on someone that is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I got more important things to do. But again, that's me. Oh, my goodness. You know, this is just a... It's like a... You have a full glass and it spills a little bit. And this is just the beginning of what's to come in the future. Because when you see how the government handles these situations, you kind of get to realize that you're on your own. You're the one that has to make sure to go out there and get a job to pay these bills that you have not been able to pay. Do I believe in the system? No, I don't. I believe in me. Because I know what I'm capable of. And when I don't know what I'm capable of, I get to find out when the time comes. But does these things scare me, frighten me? No. Not at all. Because I knew it was coming. And like I said, there's more to come. And we could only be prepared as much as we could be prepared for. Again, do the best that we can. A lot of us were laugh about this, and a lot of us will remember what we lost. I see things that people put on Facebook and it's sad. But at the same time, I don't need to be reminded that this virus has killed people. It's so obvious that it has. But you know what hurts me the most? When I hear a child die from it. A child that didn't have an opportunity or chance to live. That angers me. But that's how I feel. And even though I don't know that child, I would take something from that child. And what I take is the fact that that child will never grow up to be an adult, to be a mother, to be a father, to have children. So what I take a piece of that child with me to make sure I honor that child in my life, in my world. And how would I honor that child? By knowing that their parents wanted the best for them. So I would do the best. And I do that with all children that died with this, the virus, cancer, car accident, a tragic death. I always try to take a piece of that child and be better within myself, as I've done in so many years. But that's the time when we need to look at ourselves and probably change our ways of being. Maybe we realize that the way we were didn't work, or we were not understanding or compassionate or grateful. Or maybe we don't even know what love was. Or maybe we're too critical. Too selfish, too self-centered, too cruel. I don't know. Whatever fits the box of words, take it out and work on it. But let's try to be happy and laugh. And give positive feedback. Be supportive. Be sympathetic. Be kind and generous. We are all in this together. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. A lot of people have died from all sorts out in that world. Let's learn something from this and gain strength. And hopefully we can gain knowledge and wisdom. And perhaps know how precious your family is. And it's not about showing off. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about
showing yourself. Because the world doesn't have to know but you. At all. I remember when my mother died. I don't know, I was never one to put things like that in Facebook. To me, that was private. And I didn't want to hear anything. I wanted to keep her private within my family, my friends, all my spiritual students. Because it was something that meant something to me. And it was mine, because she was my mother. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you, if you lose someone you want to put on Facebook, that's everybody's choice. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying how I felt. If people knew her on Facebook, it'd be a different story. But they didn't. No kind of death is easy for anyone. At all. But like I said, take the best of them and learn from that. For they will always be there for you. And you least expect it, if you believe in that. I just want all of you to feel comfort, peace, and not feel that you're losing so much within you, because you only lose what you choose to lose, and you only gain what you choose to gain. So you have that choice. Do I struggle with all this that's going on in a positive way, or do it in a negative way? And then ask yourself, if I do it in the negative way, what is the consequences that comes later on with that? But if I do it in a positive way, then there is no consequences for you personally. And you might say, but if I do good, isn't there consequences? The consequences are good, so you don't have to worry about paying the consequences as you do in the negative. Like I said, just keep holding tight and be a believer. And most of all, believe in yourself. Believe that things will work out and that things will be better than they were yesterday. And you need to believe that within you. And have faith in yourself. Now I have shared. I'm not a religious person. I don't believe in the Bible. But it doesn't mean that I don't believe in something higher. Whatever that may be. But I also believe that every human being is powerful, and every human being has knowledge and wisdom and is gifted. And it's also up to you to make things happen. Do I believe in prayers? Yes, I do. But sometimes those prayers can only be answered by you, because it's not anybody out there to make it happen but you. And that's where your strength and courage comes in. That no matter how many doors are closed, you continue going through those doors and you will find your way in. For some things are not easy, for others they are. It is what it is. And sometimes you will wonder why. And I will say, well, maybe we all have a debt to pay. Not because of this lifetime, but because of another lifetime. And you don't have to believe that. And sometimes it's because we're hard-headed and stubborn. Because we think we know it all. And the world teaches you in so many different ways that you don't. That's why things at times don't work for you. Somehow, somewhere, you stopped believing. Somehow. And that's when it becomes difficult. And then you can say, but I believe in myself, but still things are not opening as quite as fast. Then I would say, whether there's a lesson for you to learn. Are you getting those lessons? Are you seeing them? Or are you still have pride and ego? Because when you have pride and ego, you cannot see those lessons at all. It's like you go to school and you learn about a subject. And then when you learn about that subject, you think you learned what you had to learn and you know about it. But there's more to learn when it comes to that subject. You just chose to take what you wanted to take at that moment and use that. But that doesn't mean that it was the end. The end is never the end. Knowledge and wisdom doesn't stop. It continues. And though you might decide to step aside, the knowledge and wisdom continues to go, whether you're there or not. And when we do that, that's how we deal with life. The same way. We think that we know it, and we don't. As a spiritual teacher, I learn every single day. Every single day. If I stop learning, then I could never teach. And the spirits remind me all the time that I'm still a child learning and growing. And when we give our backs to learning and growing, because we think it's enough, then you only fool yourself and you end up hurting yourself. Because that's not the way it is. Every day of our life we learn something. Maybe something we didn't want to, something that was brought upon us, something that happened accidentally. Something that was meant, but we choose not to see it because we ignore it of our pride and ego. And that's when we sell ourselves short. Every human being needs some kind of guidance and some kind of help. In whatever form of way, they all need it. And a person to say they don't is a person that will not succeed where they need to succeed in their journey. You can become famous, but you will always be missing some things in your life. And you won't know what that is because your soul so absorbed
with your pride and ego. You can't see no further than your face. And that's not even your face. But that's the only face you can see. We lie to ourselves in so many different ways. Because it's easy to lie. It's easy to manipulate. It's easy to use. It's easy to make things complicated. Why would anybody want to live in that world? I wouldn't. And the reason I wouldn't, because the world out there is complicated as it is. Why would I make my world more complicated? I can't. That's not my purpose. When the Spirit speaks, I hear them. And it's not about excuses or getting over. Try to be slick. It's about the reality of it all. And whether I'm willing to accept it or not, that's still no excuse. I am grateful, so grateful that I am present to hear the voices. No matter how people look at me or see me, it doesn't matter. And I don't care. Because with these voices, my life has been peaceful. Because I've chosen to hear, not question it. Hear and do what I need to do as a teacher. As a human being, people consider me to be crazy anyhow, so join the club. And it doesn't faze me, it doesn't bother me. But that's why we're all here, isn't it? Because we all felt we had something to learn. To gain, to grow. And the thing is that when people learned things, they think they've learned it for the first time. And in reality, you haven't. You heard it somewhere within your lifetime. You heard it from somebody, but you forgot. Because you think you're hearing it for the first time. And it shows that you never heard that person or saying in the beginning. But now, because you're ready to hear it, you think you're hearing it for the first time and you're not. And this is how we fool ourselves and we lie to ourselves. And I really have to get a kick out of that. And then when somebody says, no, but I told you. No, you didn't tell me. But yes, I did. No, you didn't tell me. And I tell people, listen, you're not going to win that fight. Let it go. It's not important if you said it first. What mattered is that she's hearing it now. Whether it's 3, 4, 5 years from here, she's hearing it. I would like to feel that I can allow myself to hear the message when it's coming. I don't want to waste time. And yes, I might not have been prepared for it. But that's because I never gave myself a chance in the beginning. People say that you become wiser as you get older. And I realized that that's not really true. Because there are people that are older and still growing and haven't found their way yet. And then there's people that are wise because of what they went through in their lives and the journey they took. So there's so many different ways that we can gain messages and learn and grow, as long as we don't close ourselves to anything and be open. I've seen people jump into different spirituality because they felt they're learning something new and different. And I've seen people change religion because they feel that that religion gives you more than the other religion. But in reality, if you allowed yourself to hear, then maybe it would be different. And you might say, what would be the difference? The difference is that when you're hearing someone speak, where's your belief within you? When do you say, enough is enough? And the person that I have to believe in is me. Because without me, there is nothing at all. Whether it's spiritual, whether it's religion, there's nothing. If I don't believe in me. And that's why a lot of us don't understand. You believe in everything, but the sadness of it all, that you don't believe in you. And I cannot believe in everything and anything if I don't believe in myself first. I cannot create anything if I don't believe in me. I can't show you anything if I don't believe in me. I cannot give hope if I don't have hope within me first. We think that our answers are out there in the universe, and it's not. For you are the universe. You have those answers. It's that you blocked it away for so many things that you've learned. And you haven't given yourself a chance to look more within yourself. To see that you are the universe. We all came from a universe. So we're part of that universe. And that makes us carry that universe. It's not about throwing it out there to the universe, because out there, when you throw it, there's more negative than there was positive. But you always had the universe inside of you. And those were your choices. Stop thinking that your answers are out there when your answers are inside of you. Stop thinking that you have to go into a seminar and pay for the answers you already have inside. Stop trying to go different religion, different spirituality, just to find your own answers. Words are free. Words should not carry a money sign. When people teach out of money. They teach out of greed, selfishness. How can you charge someone to learn words? Why? That's not the way it was supposed to be. Words are free, and the lessons are free. Because you have it inside of you. It's already inside. Don't think that someone is greater than you because they know more than you. And don't think that because they're greater, that they have the correct answers for you. Your answers are your own. Your truth are your own. And that's what you have to find. Your truth. What you want for you. So please remember, you are the universe. I dislike when people say the universe, yeah, I threw it out in the universe. What are you throwing out in the universe? The universe is cloudy out there. It's dark, yes, and positive. But you don't know when you throw it out in the universe, where is it going? Where is it going to land? I never understood that. You are the universe. You throw it to yourself because you have the power to make things happen. And let's say you did and it didn't go the way it was supposed to. Then it was meant to go that way. But don't wait for the universe to give you anything. For you can do that on your own. Can you pray for guidance? Can you pray for light? Can you pray for more wisdom and knowledge? Yes. But you live on this earth and you are responsible for your journey. You are. And it's up to you to make it happen. But don't give that responsibility to anybody. Even to what you believe in, that's not their responsibility. That's your responsibility. You're the one on earth. You're the one that chose to come to earth. So get it together and stop thinking that the universe is going to give you an answer when you carry all that knowledge and wisdom with you. This is not the first time you've been here. Many of you have been here many times. So can you imagine the wisdom and the knowledge and the words that you carry? And whether some have been here a few times, you still carry wisdom and knowledge and the words? Have I met people that only been here for the first time? Absolutely. But you're the only one that can make a difference. And it starts with you. With you. No one else. Look. In life, we do what we think is right. I get it. Because of the way that we were brought up. I get it too. But it's like a child that was brought up in an abusive home. And that child grew up to become an adult. And now, the child keeps blaming what they went through.
So when do they take responsibility for themselves? When do they say, I'm old enough now to realize certain things? And one of the things that I need to realize is that I can't keep blaming my life, my mistakes, my choices, my decisions, and how I was brought up. Because if I think that way, then I need to get help. And I need this anger, this frustration, this hatred that I feel inside, I need to let it go so I can live my life and do what I need to do for me. Because when do I stop blaming? And that's what everything and anything in life. When do you stop blaming and start taking responsibility of you? Again, it all comes back to you. It's you and no one else but you. And sometimes it's hard to look in the mirror and see your true self and realize that all this time that you've been looking in that mirror, you really were seeing the true person. And you realize that it was a masquerade. It was an illusion. And that hurts a lot. Because everything you did at that moment of your life was the illusion of that human being that you're looking in the mirror. So you never lived your life. You never fulfilled your purpose. Now what? Who do we blame? How about looking at that person in the mirror and saying, what took you so long to get here? And now that you're here, I need to let go of what holds me down and the pain and the anguish that I've been facing all my life. I want to unmask everything. And I want my true self to come out. I want the wisdom and the knowledge that I've been holding in to surface. I want to hear my words and I want to see my light so that I can be set free again and allow myself to be the person that I was meant to be. No more, no less. I don't want to take anything away from anybody. But I want to take away a lot from me. So for the first time in my life, I can be set free.